Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and my intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations so you can live life better. Greetings and welcome to 2024, Week 8, Be Grateful. This is an episode about how I believe being grateful is an attitude and a practice. A few weeks ago, I talked about the 40-day plan my friend Regina London created over 16 years ago. It's a journal with questions, reminders, and encouragement to focus on what you desire for 40 days. One thing I love about this plan is it gets the momentum going for me, and I usually continue beyond the 40 days. It is day 52 of 2024, and I'm still reading, writing and journaling, doing Qigong daily, and really grateful that I am. Sometimes we need a little boost or encouragement to get started and to keep going. Regina and I chatted earlier this week, and we are both still doing what we started on day one of the 40-day plan. Yay, us. Please remember to pat yourself on the back. My mom taught me that. I believe gratitude is an attitude and a practice. Most days I wake up with immense gratitude, grateful for another day to be here, grateful for good health, my family, and loving relationships, and much more. This week I restarted a few other practices that I haven't done in a while. Morning pages and EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, also known as tapping. I used to do morning pages back in the last century. When I was writing more regularly over 30 years ago. I learned about this practice from Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. My version of morning pages is to set a timer to write for a specific period of time and write out what comes up. I set my timer for 5 minutes, and today what came up was immense gratitude. It was a stream of conscious flow of the things that I'm so grateful for in my life. In addition to what I mentioned earlier, a few other things I feel grateful for in this moment: drinking a hot tonic from my mom's china cup, listening to the birds as I journal at my kitchen table, having practices that sustain me, my beautiful home, friends I've known for over 3 decades, an interesting life, breathing through both of my nostrils, recognizing that the word evolve has the word love in it. Dear friends that keep me smiling and laughing. Doing daily writing or journaling feels great right now. I'm telling you, for me, discipline and commitment beat motivation and inspiration every day. I talked about that and the 40-day plan in episode 6, Be Yourself. I hope you enjoyed the Be Grateful excerpt from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes. Be grateful. I say thank you, God, all day long. I feel so blessed and grateful for my life and the people in my life. Even when things are not as great as I would like them to be, I'm still grateful, for I know I have the ability to move forward. Do you have all 5 senses? Be grateful. Can you walk? Be grateful. Are you able to eat? Be grateful. Do you have shelter? Be grateful. Do you have clothing for your body? Be grateful. Can you read? Be grateful. Can you think and express yourself? Be grateful. Being grateful has now been scientifically proven to be a stress buster. Grateful people are more optimistic and reap the health benefits of the practice. Cultivate the practice of appreciation and look for what you are learning from your experiences. Simply say out loud throughout the day, "Thank you." Practice. Do you have clothing, food, and shelter? What about sight, touch, smell, taste, hearing? Be grateful if you do. The next time you begin to feel ungrateful, think of all the basic things in life you have to give thanks for. Affirmation: I am grateful and appreciate my life. End of excerpt. Practicing gratitude for me is often just saying thank you all day long, silently and aloud. I can feel my body surging with such warm feelings when I do this simple practice. Writing down these gratitude gems was an additional surge of energy that started my day off just right. What do you feel grateful for right now? You can leave a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you'd like to share your thoughts with me, BarbaraFaison, LLC@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. And if social media is better for you, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. Our next Breathe with Barbara live session is tonight. We're live from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can register on my website at barbarafaison.com/store. The card I pulled for us in this moment is the number 9 relax card. I accept where I am in my life right now. Amen to that, because guess what? It will change. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at barbarafaison.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.